Hello, this is Saul, bro.
Hi, my name is Sandra with XBL Logistics. You requested a return call. How may I assist you today?
Yes, hi. I returning a phone call from Jasmine. She was setting me up. She asked me if Thursday was good for the technician to come out, and it is. So I don't know if I need to confirm that with you.
Okay. Can I have the phone number associated with your account?
Yes, 440-796-1002.
And that's 440-796-1002.
Mm-hmm.
And you purchase your item from Best Buy or Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold. Locate that account for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Hi, it takes a little longer to pull up Home Depot orders with your phone number, but the system should have the information up for us momentarily. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
System is still trying to locate an account for you, sir. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for holding for me, sir. Can you verify the name and address?
Yes, Aldo Lucrezzi, 1589 Canault Place, Delaware, Ohio, 43015.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And let me place you on a brief hold while I read the notations here on your order so I can better assist you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for honing for me, sir. Now, can I ask you a question? Was your install already scheduled?
Sorry?
Did that text already come out to your house?
Yeah, they came up, and they had to be brought back because there was two items not on the Home Depot order. My dryer door opens the wrong way, and then they didn't connect the steam hose to the dryer. So it's like an incomplete installation. So Home Depot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just reading the last notes here on your order from today. And it says, XPO did not complete the initial install. Third-party installations are not attempted by XPO, as this may be a liability issue. Order cannot be completed.
Yeah, that guy didn't know what he was talking about. That guy, that's not Jasmine. That's a guy that I hung up on. He didn't know what the heck he was talking about. Home Depot having you guys come out and reinstall the washer and dryer because it wasn't installed properly.
Now, was it installed by us in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm not understanding why the notes would say this would be a liability issue.
I have no idea what that guy was talking about. I don't know.
Okay, because there are no notes on the order here from Jasmine. Is Jasmine Home Depot?
No, no, your outfit. She called me and left me a message.
Okay, so she called you earlier, and then they put this message down from home office. She said she spoke to you about 12:15. They spoke with you at 12:20. That's when they updated the order and said, as this may be a liability issue.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Please cancel and contact the customer. So what I'm going to have to do, sir, I'm going to have to send an email over to home office for you and have someone there from there contact you so they can give you some more information on the order because they have limited notes on your order. can tell you exactly why they're saying it would be a liability issue.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I would disregard what that guy wrote. And
I can't disregard anything, sir, because the status he has your order in, I can't schedule you. So someone from home office would have to unlock that order and get you rescheduled. So I'm going to have to send them an email. Let me place you on a brief hold. Let me set that up for you.
All right. Well, here's the thing, ma'am. Jasmine set me up for Thursday. I can't wait for any longer. You know, we all have lives we live. So you can give me a supervisor on the horn right now. Let's get this taken care of ASAP.
Yes, and I'm still going to have to send that email for you.
I don't
but
care
I can't,
what you guys
got to
do. Whoever can unlock it. Because I
they
want
won't
those
be able to unlock it,
Thursday.
Sir, but I can still send get you
well,
over to a supervisor.
It? That idiot locked it?
I can't call him an idiot, sir. The last person.
He is an idiot. Okay. He's an idiot.
Well, sir, let me place you on a brief hold, see if I can find a supervisor to speak with you. Hold on just one second.
Thank you.
I'm still notating that call for you, sir. Thank you for holding. I'm just waiting on a reply to see if we have a supervisor available to speak with you.
To get these fucking people to come out and install something correctly. You would think, no wonder Home Depot is getting rid of these people. No wonder. 10-year contract is coming up. God, no wonder that general manager says he's had issues over and over and over again. To deal with these fucks.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. I just had a supervisor respond that she can assist you. Let me press you on a brief hold, finish notating that call for you, and we'll go ahead and get you transferred over. Thank you for your patience, sir. I have that call notated for you. I'm going to go ahead and get you over to that supervisor. She's going to be able to assist you. And thank you for calling XBL Logistics. Please hold the line for me. Yes, sir. She's asking me to hold on just 1 second before I transfer you. She's having IT issues also. Hold on just another second for me. I do apologize for the hold, sir. We all been having IT issues this morning. Thank you for your patience. I'm still waiting on her, sir. I'm sorry. Thank you for your patience.
The general manager, please. Yes, hi. Is this Dale, you said? Oh, hi, Dan. My name is Aldo Lucrezzi. I spoke to someone from the management staff a few days ago. I live out in Delaware, and I had that outfit you all have delivering my washer and dryer appliances. And because the door, changing the door from left to right, the right to left, was not on the order, or the sales associate, I guess, left off the steam cable to my dryer from the water supply, was also not on the order, so they refused to do any of it. So, and they were highly unprofessional. So someone
Hello, sir.
Spoke to there. Yeah, hang on 1 second. Someone I spoke to there said they were going to send out a technician as soon as possible to fix the installation. And now I'm getting a call from this XPO, and they're notating that they can't come out and do it. I'll call back. Because something about if they didn't install it, they couldn't do it well. They did install it. I think they installed it. I have no idea who you guys sent to install. So I don't know if you can look up the order and get somebody. Okay. Hello, I'm ready for your supervisor.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling XL Logistics. Please hold the line for me.